Welcome to What in God's Name. I'm Chris Owen, sitting once again in the Shana chair this week. Shana, if all goes well, will be back with us next week, and I know she's very grateful for all the well wishes and words of encouragement that you've been sending her way as she continues with her chemotherapy for her cancer. I love doing these shows with Shana, with the conversations that she and I have that we can share with you and invite you to be a part of. And so I'm really eager to have Shana back with me next time. Today's show, a short consideration of journalism in our culture and in our society today. In October, What in God's Name will interview journalist Jeffrey McDonald. Jeff's writing has appeared in Time Magazine, in the Christian Science Monitor. Jeff covered the Boston Marathon bombing trial for USA Today. And you can find out more about him at his website, gjeffreymcdonald.com. That's G-J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, and then McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D.com. Before we get to journalism, though, a quick reset of our show. As we keep adding listeners, we want to take a moment to welcome our new listeners and also to share the premise of the show so people understand what it is that we're doing here at What in God's Name. I just have to share that I have a great, great, great love of conversation, of good conversation. I love to think hard about things, but I don't like to do that by myself. I like to do that in conversation. So as I've said, I really miss having Shana here. But part of the premise of What in God's Name is that we think deeply together and have conversations, because what is true is not the possession of one person or one group of people. We have to approach truth in a spirit of humility because we need each other to try to figure out what is going on in the world. So that's part of the premise of What in God's Name. We start with a love of conversation, our core values: be curious, go deep, and shine light. Another part of our reset is to remind people that What in God's Name is a show that is centered on philosophy and theology. We're using those lenses, to use the metaphor of lens and optics. What we see in the world depends on how we look. So if our lens is always politics, we will always and only see politics. And so part of the love that Shana and I have is for different theologies. We are Christians, and we love and appreciate all of the world's religions and different ways of seeing the world. Again, with that spirit of humility that we need each other to try to figure out what in God's name is going on in the world. Finally, before we take a look at journalism today briefly, I want to remind people and ask you, please, to help spread the word about What in God's Name. We are growing, our audience is growing, and that is really thanks to you. And so we continue to ask you to share What in God's Name with your friends, family, with your social network. Pick a favorite show. Maybe it's the interview we did with Courtney Banghart last January. Courtney was the women's basketball coach at Princeton. She's actually gone on and will now be beginning at the University of North Carolina. We had a conversation with her last January about competitiveness in our culture. It's a great conversation. So maybe that's a show that you love and would like to share with others. You can do that by posting that show or any other of your favorite shows on Facebook, or send a person that you think might enjoy What in God's Name, send that person an email with a link to the show. You can also send people to our website, www.whatingods.com, whatingods.com/how-to-listen. Thank you so much. We want to continue to keep growing our circle of listeners so that the conversation can widen and broaden and deepen. For the next 5 minutes, I invite you to come with me. Let's think together about journalism in America. So if you're in your car driving, sitting at home, put on your thinking cap. I know I'm hardly as entertaining as Shayna. That's why I'm only asking for 5 minutes. But I think it's an important 5 minutes for us to spend on journalism, because how journalism is practiced is connected to our being citizens, our being people who are self-governing. So, journalism today. Jill Lepore in The New Yorker has a fantastic article, came out last January. Jill Lepore's article is headlined, "Does Journalism Have a Future?" Subtitle, "In an era of social media and fake news, journalists who have survived the print plunge have new foes to face." Under that subtitle is a picture of the Grim Reaper holding a newspaper with the caption, "The more desperately the press chases readers, the more it resembles our politics." These are questions that we will have for Jeff McDonald, especially this last one. The more desperately the press chases readers, the more it resembles our politics. Jeff has perspectives on this that are really, really, really interesting. I can't wait for you to hear him talk about this, because he's a practitioner. He's in the business. He knows what's going on. He knows what editors are wanting. He knows what the pressures are. I should let you know that Jeff is a Christian. In fact, he's an ordained minister in the same denomination that Shayna and I are. So he's a dual vocation person. He ministers in a church and he practices journalism. So one of the questions regarding that I want to ask Jeff is, how does his Christianity affect what he finds newsworthy? This goes back to this idea of what we see in the world is a product of how we look. And so if we come at the world from a Christian theological perspective, or, of course, any other theological, philosophical perspective, that colors how we see. And so I want to probe Jeff and explore with him about the ways that a Christian perspective on the world can then frame what we find to be important, newsworthy stories that he wants to write about because of his Christian faith. Of course, Jeff has great perspective, as I've mentioned, on journalism today, the pressures that face news organizations to get clicks, to generate traffic, to try to generate outrage. How does that affect a society that aspires to be self-governing? Can we be self-governing and free people if our access to what is true is dominated by outrage, clickbait? I think of journalism as the practice of finding what is true. We have this metaphor about truth that it rings clear. And so we know there's an intuitive sense, I think, human beings, we're made for the truth. When we find the truth, we find it to be beautiful. And it releases energy in us. It's so important. The truth then really is connected to hope and hopefulness. What in God's name aims to be, in that sense, a journalistic enterprise. In our own humble way, we have high aspirations to speak truth and to engage with you as humbly we seek to find the truth together. Because as I say, at the very beginning of today's show, the truth is beyond any one person or one group's total comprehension. And the Bible, theologically speaking, is the continuing story of how God says to people, nope, you cannot grasp the entirety of what is true. Don't think you've got me in a box. When you think you've got me in a box and you can run roughshod over everybody else, that's when I'm going to come and let you know I'm not happy about that. So those are some thoughts about journalism in America today and some of the questions I'll be asking Jeff McDonald in our upcoming interview. And it wasn't even 5 minutes. What questions do you have for Jeff? What would you like to ask a practicing mainstream journalist who happens to be a Christian? Let us know on our Facebook page or drop us an email. Thank you for listening to What in God's Name Today, an abbreviated solo show. Shayna will be back next week. Be curious, go deep, shed light. See you next time.